morning it'll be windy and cold with a high of 35. I'm Bob Barnum, and that is the latest from the WFAS Weather Center.
WFAS.
Peace of mind with Lippman Crooks.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. And I'm with the law firm Lippman Crooks. You can visit us online at lippmancrooks.com. And tonight, our guest is Jordan Jankus from Just Because. Welcome, Jordan.
Hey, thanks, Bernie, for having me.
It's great to have you on the show. And Just Because, it's J-E-S-S, right?
J-E-S-S, yes, because, named after my daughter, Jessica.
Named after Jessica. So what is Just Because?
Just Because is a nonprofit that tries to promote lifelong learning through the arts for people with disabilities.
Is that the same thing as art therapy?
Not exactly. Art therapy is a specific kind of discipline that uses the arts to help people learn to express themselves. While we do that, we also are really focused on just encouraging people to enjoy learning past their school age.
So how do you promote and encourage learning through art?
Well, we do programs in music, drama. We have classes in writing and also in art. And they're all based upon the input of the individuals that come into the program. We don't do anything that's really canned as far as drama. We don't do Guys and Dolls or Hello, Dolly. It's all plays that are based upon the input of the individuals. So they get to experience learning without really knowing that it's learning. They learn how to do outlining when they talk about story ideas. They think about how to progress from just an idea to an actual production. All using learning techniques, but not actually telling them that it's learning techniques. They're really enjoying the process.
Now, what's the theory behind? Because I've heard this before, and we've had other guests on the show who claim that music therapy can actually make a child who's nonverbal, either due to autism or some other disability, talk.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Well, if I knew that, I'd probably be a millionaire. There's a lot of studies going on about that subject now. A lot of famous people like Dr. Oliver Sacks have written books on it. I know I've done a lot of work with folks that have traumatic brain injury. And in that particular field, people have very poor short-term memories. And I would do plays with them where we would create a story idea. And I would actually be on stage with them as a prompter because they couldn't remember their individual lines. But if you took their words and put it to music, they remembered every single word because it was attached to a musical beat. We had a girl in our recent class who came in, and she was pretty much nonverbal. But when the teacher started singing, playing a melody on the guitar, she would follow along, not so much in words, but by copying the beats, ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba. So there is a definite connection between music and learning and communication. I'm not that sophisticated that I can tell you all the ins and outs of it, but it does exist.
Yeah, I've heard it before. It's something about music that elicits a part of the brain that you can't otherwise reach.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, how do you decide, or who decides, whether somebody's more appropriate for music therapy, art therapy, writing, or drama?
Hmm. I have a policy where I'm a parent of a child with disabilities, and I have gone through the process of trying to find the right classes for my daughter, the right experiences. And so I leave it as an open experience. If I can talk to the mother or the caregiver, the father, get to know a little bit about the child, then I invite them into class to try the classes. On a Sunday, I might do 4 to 5 different classes. I'll say sample them all and then decide what works best. And lots of times you don't have to – it's not a surprise what the final decision is because you can see the reaction of the child.
Then you know you've hit a home run.
Right. And sometimes it doesn't work. You know, I'll be honest, we're not for everybody. And, you know, there's programs that do different things. I've had people come to the class and I say, no, it just isn't a good fit. And I say, well, thanks for trying.
Now, where are you located?
Well, we are located actually throughout the Hudson Valley. I do two different things. I do Sunday classes at the Westchester Institute for Human Development in Valhalla, but also an awful lot of our business is by providing programs to day service programs. We, since our beginning in 2007, I was counting the other day and I was floored. We've done over 250 separate classes for agencies throughout the Hudson Valley. So that's pretty significant. So I'm all over the place.
So in order for a child to participate, do they have to have a certain classification in school, or can anybody play?
I open this to people with developmental disabilities, emotional issues, physical disabilities. It's really to see what the right fit is.
And the people who participate, how do they generally hear about you?
A lot of it is word by mouth, or sometimes it's through Medicaid service coordinators, referrals from friends. It's very much of, you know, a parent-to-parent kind of thing.
Yeah, the disability community is very incestuous.
Absolutely.
The parents really talk a lot.
And you have to be careful. If it works, you're a hero. And if it doesn't work, the parents will tell each other it doesn't work.
Yes, they'll tell all.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we speak with doctors and neurologists in the field. They'll consistently tell me that the person who knows the child best is the mother.
Absolutely.
Yeah, even if there's no medical background or anything, they know what's going on.
Absolutely. And the father, too. I'll put in a little advertisement
for us dads.
The fathers, yes. The fathers know the kids pretty well.
So when they have these classes, is this something that people go out of pocket? Is there a fee? Or is this something, because you mentioned earlier Medicaid, is it covered by the state?
We get some support from OMRDD through their Family Support Services grant. That has brought my the fees that I charge on Sundays down to $15. They used to be much higher, so that's a big help. The programs that we do with agencies are on a negotiated contract basis. But it's $15, and if there are cases that have legitimate reasons for it, I'm a soft touch sometimes, and I give out scholarships.
So it's not like the participants bear the entire cost of the program?
No.
Most
would cover 15. If they bear the entire cost of the program, I doubt if I'd have many people there. I don't think many families could afford it.
So OMRDD is the Office of Mental Retardation and Development Disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's currently under very, very heavy budget pressure from Albany. I'm sure our listeners know what's going on in Albany. Have they spoken about potential cuts?
You hear that every day. I think we just went through an incredible round of potential cuts where they said they were going to cut OMRDD by 10%.
And across the board,
a lot,
right?
Through a lot of advocacy of parents and self-advocates, it came down to 5%. But 2010 is going to be a very difficult year. The budget cycle, I think, starts in around March or so as far as the negotiations. And it's going to be tremendous cuts ahead. So I think that's a critical part of my program. I can't rely for all of my funding on the state because it's an awful dangerous thing to do.
You don't want to turn people away, right?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, not to defend the state by any stretch of the imagination, but they got bills to pay, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So it's tough. It certainly would be difficult if the state chose to balance the budget on the backs of people with disabilities.
It would be terrible. I don't think I would want to have the governor's job right now because there's no good decisions.
He's certainly taking a lot of heat.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's no question about it. There are difficult decisions to be made. So let's hope they make the right ones and find the money somewhere else.
Let's hope so.
I'm Bernie Crooks. I'm speaking with Jordan Jenkins of Just Because, and we're talking about how to improve the quality of life of people with disabilities. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Every parent worries about their kids. Unfortunately, when you have a child with disabilities, the worries are much greater.
Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Amy and Bruce had been talking about going to a lawyer to help them ever since Charlie was born. Charlie has cerebral palsy.
The experts at Littman Crooks helped Amy and Bruce set up a special needs trust to provide for Charlie's medical and financial needs for today and for the future.
The rules are very complex. You truly do need an expert to help you navigate through all the federal federal and state regulations to make sure that your child gets the benefits he or she is entitled to.
Do you have a child with special needs? Call the law offices of Littman Crooks.
We don't know what the future holds for Amy, Bruce, or their son Charlie, but what Amy and Bruce do know is that they've done everything in their power to ensure that Charlie has the best quality of life possible when Amy and Bruce are here and when they're not here.
Peace of mind.
Littman Crooks in White Plains, Manhattan, and Fishkill, or at littmancrooks.com.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm Bernie Crooks from the law firm Littman Crooks. We've got offices right here in White Plains, in Fishkill, New York, and in New York City. I want to say hi to my son Max, who's always out there listening to me, my biggest fan. How you doing, Max? And tonight our guest is Jordan Jankus from Just Because. And before the break, we were talking about music and other therapy for people with disabilities. And during a break, Jordan and I were just talking about the age of the people in the program. Give me a range. Give our listeners a range of the people who are in the program, the ages.
Yeah, presently I'm doing classes for people 15 years old and up, all the way up to people in their 50s and 60s. And we were just chatting about the fact that when you talk about chronological age in this service field, it's such a difficult thing to talk about, because you can have somebody that's in their 30s that is actually on a functioning level of a five-year-old. So, you know, your chronological age is just one aspect to the audience that you're serving.
And when you group the children in classes, are they grouped by ability or by age or by interest?
At the moment, I'm grouping them pretty much on an inclusive kind of basis, and it's almost I was thinking about this as almost like a true model of inclusion, and it has its benefit. I remember last year in one class, we had one young gentleman. He was in his teens, and he has Asperger's syndrome, and we were working with a young woman that just could not remember her line to the play, and I think we were in the fifth take, because lots of these things I videotape and edit them down into a show. We're on to the fifth take, and this fella, you know, Asperger's syndrome, you know, other issues on the spectrum, have a lot of issues with social adaptability. And he finally said to her, "Why are you so stupid that you can't learn that line?" And, you know, it was a great teaching moment, because I said, you know, we accept everybody here, and part of what you have to learn is to include everybody and be social to everyone and forgiving of people that might not be as smart as you. So I think it was a great model of people trying to learn from each other.
So you think that's one of the benefits of having such an inclusive environment?
I think it is. You know, some other people might say, well, let's put all the folks with Asperger's syndrome in one class, all the other guys with Down syndrome or something in another class. And, you know, in schools now we have the model of inclusion, where you have people with special needs in classes with the mainstream population. And to reverse that for the special needs market seems kind of hypocritical.
You know, I think that that's an excellent point, because I think personally one of the biggest challenges that we as a society face is to not treat people with special needs as a problem. You know, how are we going to deal with this? But
right,
they're individuals. I mean, and I think that within the special needs community, I think that's a pretty interesting concept,
yeah,
that, you know, somebody with Down syndrome might not understand why somebody with Asperger's would be acting out, or vice versa.
Absolutely. Everybody is – one of the complexities of serving people with disabilities, and one of the lots of times incredible joys of this, is that you're dealing with such a complex population, not a homogenous population. People are so incredibly individual. You can have five people with cerebral palsy as students. All of them manifest in different ways. Some of them may be brilliant. Some of them may have, you know, severe neural issues. But they're all individuals at the end of the day.
Are you able to handle kids? You mentioned neural issues with seizure disorders.
I've experienced seizure disorders. You know, we're small programs, so I don't have like one-to-one care for individuals. If somebody has severe physical needs, I have I ask them to bring their aide with them, their support person. We have one young man that comes to program that absolutely loves the program. We love having him come there. He has to have his tray cleared every 15 minutes, and which is quite an amazing process. And I think it's, you know, this one particular individual, I find it absolutely amazing that he can be in the class, have his trach cleared. It's not a pleasant experience to listen to or to watch, and none of the students mind whatsoever. They are the most compassionate individuals to each other. A lot of folks out in the outside world would go, yuck, that's horrible. These guys have incredible understanding of each other.
So I got to ask you this. Why do you do this?
I do it for the occasional moments of joy. There's a lot of challenges, but every now and then you get an occasional moment of joy when it's all worthwhile. We did a program for an agency down in Yonkers, and they had a group of transitional age students there. And we did a simple thing. We took a 14-foot piece of canvas, and we said, let's look at what your neighborhood looks like. And they did a mural of Yonkers, and one girl that did the mural, you know, it was a simple kind of art project. She said, I never thought I could ever do something like this. And that pays the mental bills. That makes it all worthwhile.
Now, it's not a full-time job, is it?
Someday I would hope it to be.
So you plan to grow it?
Absolutely. I hope this can be a full-time venture someday.
Yeah, because we certainly need more of what you're doing.
Thank you.
Now, what got you into it?
I got into this really from my daughter. In bringing her up and bringing her through the educational system, you know, children with special needs, they can stay in school until 21, and then they go out into the world. And the idea that people with special needs continue learning past 21 is not something that's readily accepted. You know, it's sort of like you turn the kid out of school at 21, and that's what you're left with. I see my daughter continuing to learn. I remember around 23, she was we were waiting for the paratransit bus to come. She's always had incredible issues with literacy. She looks across the street at a stop sign, and she spelled S-T-O-P, stop. Now, you know, she did that at 23. Maybe by the time that she gets to 45, 50, she'll say a whole sentence by reading it. But the brain is still active, and you have to assume that throughout a person's lifetime. And I see this as an incredible need, especially in the adult market, where lots of people are just treated more as on a custodial basis.
So how long have you been doing it?
I started this actually in 2006. We became incorporated as a not-for-profit. Prior to that, I was running a special needs program at the Northern Westchester Center for the Arts. I've been in the human services field for it's about 14 years now.
So this is not something that you've been doing for a very long time, just 3 years, at least at Just Because.
Right, at Just Because.
That was your daughter the inspiration for this?
Absolutely. You know, it's the reason that I keep going, I think, you know, besides other folks saying that I'm doing a good job. When we come home on Sunday, she obviously comes to my Sunday program, and we're driving home, and she says, me like program. You know, what else can I ask for?
That's good enough for me.
Yep.
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. Our guest this week is Jordan Jankis from Just Because, and we'll be right back after this short message.
Unexpected medical crises can turn lives upside down. Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Barbara called. I could tell something was wrong. She was calling from the hospital. Her husband had a stroke. Harry was going to need care in a long-term facility, perhaps for the rest of his life.
Barbara couldn't find the necessary documents.
Unfortunately, this is all too common. One spouse gets sick and the other spouse has absolutely no idea where the financial records are.
Harry quickly got the care he needed. In addition to helping Barbara gather and submit the appropriate paperwork, the experts at Littman Crooks also helped access government-financed health care to help pay Harry's medical bills.
Although we can't help Harry get better, Barbara has the peace of mind of knowing their hard-earned family assets will be available to help pay for Barbara's care in the future and to pass on to their children and grandchildren and not be eaten away by the cost of Harry's long-term care.
When a medical crisis strikes, call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Also located in Fishkill.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Littman Crooks. You can visit us online at littmancrooks.com, or we're right here in White Plains, also have offices in Fishkill and New York City. Our guest tonight is Jordan Jankus from Just Because, and we've been talking about the amazing work that he's doing at Just Because, located right here in Westchester, does work in Putnam County as well. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice that the good work is being done here locally. Give us a sense of like what happens when somebody gets to class and they're in drama class, and let's say you want to do something like, you know, create a story.
Yeah. Well, that's a good start. What we do, you know, one of the things that we have, the challenges that we have, is getting people with developmental disabilities or any disability really to speak up and express themselves. And part of the Create a Story class is just to get them to actually come up with story ideas of their own. Lots of times I'll ask them, well, what do you want to do? And they'll say, oh, I want to do Grease, because that's what they're familiar with. And I says, it's great. Grease is a great movie, a great show and stuff, but let's think of the story on our own. For example, a couple of weeks ago in this new session that we're in for Fall 09, we started talking about what kind of songs do people like, and we started mentioning some traveling songs like King of the Road and things like that. And then we started talking about, well, how could we fold the idea of traveling and all that into some kind of skit? And it eventually turned into this improvisational piece where we had the Far and Away Travel Agency, and it was based upon an idea of somebody coming in looking for a simple ticket, not being able to get that simple ticket, but somebody comes in for a ticket to Australia and they go anywhere they want. And what we do in the class is we don't write scripts necessarily. We try and say, okay, what would you say now? And then we videotape that. And then we stitch it together through editing into a finished product, because lots of times we are dealing with tremendous literacy issues, memory issues, and whatnot. And it's so much easier just to be in the moment and put them in a real situation and say, okay, what would you say to this character now? Have them come up with that idea, maybe shoot it four or five times until it's, you know, expressed properly, but then we have a scene that's finished. We stitch that together into an overall production, lots of time combining it with a song from one of our music classes, and then we have it posted on YouTube that the students can see.
Now, the process you just described, Jordan, how long does that take from start to finish?
Oh, our sessions go from, our class would go from 5 to 10 sessions for like in the fall-winter session was 10 sessions. The class is about an hour. Some classes go very smoothly. It's very hard at the beginning because what you're doing is really trying to teach them brainstorming, outlining techniques, and how to take a concept and turn it into an actual story idea. A great example is a kid that said, I want to be James Bond and jump off an office building and then run and, you know, chase after the spies. I said, that's a great idea. How do we do that? And if you ask somebody to take an idea and how do you do that, you're asking them to think, and they get involved in the process. Okay, maybe we can't get all the way there on that, but we can try and figure out how do you jump off a building or make it look like you're jumping off the building. I have no safety issues here. I just want to point that out.
No one thinks you're crazy. So when you ask the child that, they don't say, I don't know, you tell me?
Oh, sure. Lots of times they'll say that. I say, no, that's not what we're here for and stuff. You have to try and encourage them to speak and to the best of their ability. Sometimes I've had students where, you know, speech production is a difficulty and then I have to rely upon aids and whatnot. And lots of times we'll have to ask aides and helpers and whatnot to step back and let them say something, let the individuals say something. Often what I try and do, just as an aside too, is to get the aides and support people involved in the production so they're not just sitting there idle waiting for their charge to finish, but they actually get involved in the learning process, and hopefully they learn more about the person that they're taking care of and they see them more as an individual than the person that they came into class with.
How many kids at one time are enrolled in your program?
Right now we have 12 students. We have them participating in 5 classes on Sundays. I would love to grow it to a larger size, but not much larger. I find that doing classes with more than 12 students is really unwieldy. And I would rather put, you know, set up another day of classes than to try and add, you know, more folks in one class.
So 12 in one class is the maximum. But how many classes, like how many, like right now, how many kids are taking advantage of the program?
We have 12 going through all five classes on Sunday. And I would love to maybe add another day of the week that we could do classes on a Saturday. You know, as a result of the publicity of your program, I would love input from people just to tell me, hey, what's a good day of the work that works for your family? It's so hard to figure out sometimes. I do classes on Sunday, but I'm not adverse to doing them on other days or evenings. But, you know, so much of this depends upon the input of parents and caregivers out there. I need to find out what's a good time for you. And the lives of a special needs parent are often very challenging time-wise.
No question about it. And I hope that was very prophetic of you. I hope by next year you have 112 kids.
From your lips to God's ears.
Now, you don't do this alone, right? You have a staff?
Yes, yes. We have a staff of about 10 folks. All of us are part-time, of course, and a couple of the individuals we have special education backgrounds where they were teachers. And it's a very interesting process of finding these people. In the interview process, you know, you would think, well, let me find out if this person's the best musician in the world. The thing I want to find out most is, can they open themselves up to an individual and learn about that individual and not come with their bag of tricks and assume things? I want them to be so taking a second position and letting that person speak about themselves. Then, once I find that right element, then I'll say, okay, can you play a guitar? Can you play a piano? Can you teach art?
But all that comes second.
Absolutely. If a person can't relate and open themselves up to an individual, they're not for just because.
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. My guest tonight is Jordan Jankus of Just Because. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up with Jordan Jankus.
Every parent worries about their kids. Unfortunately, when you have a child with disabilities, the worries are much greater.
Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Amy and Bruce had been talking about going to a lawyer to help them ever since Charlie was born. Charlie has cerebral palsy.
The experts at Littman Crooks helped Amy and Bruce set up a special needs trust to provide for Charlie's medical and financial needs for today and for the future.
The rules are very complex. You truly do need an expert to help you navigate through all the federal and state regulations to make sure that your child gets the benefits he or she is entitled to.
Do you have a child with special needs? Call the law offices of Littman Crooks.
We don't know what the future holds for Amy, Bruce, or their son Charlie, but what Amy and Bruce do know is that they've done everything in their power to ensure that Charlie has the best quality of life possible when Amy and Bruce are here and when they're not here.
Peace of mind.
Littman Crooks in White Plains, Manhattan, and Fishkill, or at littmancrooks.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm Bernie Crooks from the law firm Littman Crooks, and I just want to remind everyone to have a very safe and healthy, happy holiday season. This is our last show of the season, so after tonight, we'll see everyone in the spring. And tonight, our guest has been Jordan Jankus from Just Because. And Jordan, you've got a lot of experience working in the field with people with disabilities and special needs. Give us some final parting thoughts, words of wisdom for parents and people with disabilities. How they should approach life.
Wow, that's quite a question. I guess the one thing that I've learned out so much is to listen and never think that things are over, that a person has become static.
And if people want to learn more about Just Because, how do they contact you? Online, phone number?
Sure. They can contact me at 914-462-2493. Our website is www.jessbcharlie.org, and they can also send an email to me at info@jessbc.org.
So the website, just to repeat, is jessbcharlie.org.
That's right.
It's been a real pleasure to have you on the show, and more importantly, we appreciate all the good work you're doing.
It's my pleasure to do it.
That's Jordan Jankus from Just Because. I'm Bernie Crooks from Litman Crooks. Yeah, we want to wish everyone a very, very happy, healthy holiday season. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Litman Crooks.
Susan, Vincent and Sheila's oldest daughter, had called us because one of her friend's parents recently had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and their financial affairs were a mess. They had not done any advanced planning.
Susan didn't want that to happen to her parents. The caring professionals at Litman Crooks helped her design a comprehensive plan that provided for long-term care while protecting her parents' hard-earned assets.
Susan and her siblings now have the peace of mind of knowing that their parents can go on with the rest of their lives without having to worry about what would happen if one of them became sick or disabled.
Your parents had big plans for you. Make sure you have one for them. Call the law offices of Litman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Litman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Also located in Fishkill.